All right, great to see everybody. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Again, congratulations to the Browns. Said that last night, say it again. I thought they played very well. Made plays, critical situations, fourth downs. Did a great job with their run defense. And they were dedicated to stopping the run. And I thought they had a nice game plan and did a great job. As far as we're concerned, you know, as it stands, we're in a tough spot, you know. But I believe in our guys, coaches and players, and I know we have what it takes to be a very good football team the second half of the season. So we are where we stand with the record. What we do in the first half does not determine what we do in the second half. We have opportunities to accomplish everything that we want to accomplish. We understand that. And now our focus becomes one game. And what we need to do is win one game. That's what we have to do. You know, momentum is a crazy thing. You've got to stop theirs and build yours. You know, you've got to make a play. You've got to win a game. And once you do that, then you have a chance to build on that. So that was our task last week. It was our task the week before. It'll be our task this week. And over the course of the last 3 weeks, we just haven't been good enough to get that done. We acknowledge that. We thought we would be. We hoped we would be. We worked to be good enough. And we weren't good enough compared to the team that we played that day. And we have to get good enough. We have to get better. And that's what we'll go to work doing once again.
Jimmy Smith is a guy who made strides over the first half and had the groin issue. How's that helping today? Or any word on that?
Jimmy came in feeling better today. So he had a little groin strain in there, and we felt like it was better for Shockey to play during the game. The trainers did. And he'll keep working on that throughout the course of the week, and we'll see how that develops and see how he practices Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Johnny, Asa Jackson is eligible to return from a suspension. Right. Have you decided what you're going to do with him going forward?
Well, we're going to take a good look at him this week, Matt, you know, and see where he's at. So, you know, Asa says he's been working hard, that he's in great shape. He was working with trainers in, I believe, Arizona and Los Angeles, and some football trainers working on football-related stuff. So, you know, hopefully he's in that kind of shape where he can slide right in there and help us. You know, we'll see if he can help us this week. If he can, you know, with our situation at corner, that could be a plus for us. So I'm not ruling that out as a possibility.
John, you addressed KO on Friday. Any other updates? I mean, does it look like he is headed to IR, or any updates in that?
Yeah, he's headed to IR. He's working right now with the doctors and with his his representative to find a what type of surgery he wants to do, what doctor is the best person to do it. But we're going to go ahead and get that fixed, and he'll be back really as part of in the off-season program. It's a 3 to 4 month recovery from what I've been told, so he should be back for the off-season program.
John, your thoughts on how H.U. Shipley fared this time around, knowing that he was going to start having a little more time to prepare than Miami?
Yeah, he played well. You know, he played well against Miami that game. There were like all players, there were two or three times where, you know, physically his opponent got the best of him, but there were a number of times where he got the best of his opponent. And almost every time he was on his assignment and doing a good job and getting after it and playing hard. AQ's a pit bull, you know. I mean, he's a fighter in there. And he's smart, and he knows what to do, and he plays with good technique. So, you know, we're pleased with the way he played.
Are you moving forward with him at left guard, or are you going to take a look at the likes of Ja Reed, Ryan Jensen?
Well, yeah, Ja's in the mix there for sure, too. So we'll just have to see how that plays out every single day. Don't get too caught up in – and I know the players do. It matters who starts, but we'll watch him play. And the guy that's playing the best, and right now it's been AQ. But Ja's got a lot of talent, and he's been working really hard, and he's made a lot of progress. And there's a possibility that you could see him, you know, anywhere on the offensive line at some point.
John, when it comes to the play calling, how is that sort of structured this year? And the reason I ask is because Joe had said in the past, I just call the plays if they tell me to run. Is that something that you sort of collaborate with Juan or Jim Caldwell, and then send in the play in that nature?
Well, the way we're organized is we have an offensive coordinator, you know, who's our play caller, and that's Jim. The offensive staff is the main, the main focal point of putting together the offensive game plan. They do it together. It's well organized. They have a system and a process for doing that. You know, my involvement is more general, I would say, you know, setting a direction, and you know, I'll weigh in with some ideas or some questions or some things to be concerned with, or let them know what we want to do philosophically and what type of an offense we want to be, and try to merge our players as much as possible with that from a different perspective. But you know, I'm not going to call plays per se. Now, going forward, you know, I did pick the quarterback sneak there, and Joe did a great job with that. He took a beating on that, but he got it for us. So, you know, there's going to be times where as a head coach you step in and do that if you're not the main play caller. But, you know, I've got complete confidence in our guys. I think you're seeing a direction offensively. And we will still, you know, look to have opportunities getting regular, getting two tight ends, one back, two wide receivers, get into those kind of personnel groups and get after people, run and pass with the lead back and those sort of things. But you saw more three wide. You know, you saw it spread out a little more. So more of that offense goes into the quarterback's hands, obviously. So run pass checks, run checks, trying to get into the best play for what the defense presents to you. That's where ultimately you go with a quarterback like Joe. And I know Joe wants to do that. Our players want to do that. And that's the direction we're heading. But we want to be versatile enough to get in the other personnel groups as well, just like I think any team, you know, that runs that offense wants to do.
John, when you analyze the running game, why do you think it's been so tough, Rick, to gain traction? Do you see, you know, Ray Rice has said he's healthy and he seems to be. Just mm-hmm. Is it a case of just it's always tough sledding, or, you know, what do you see from the running game going forward?
Well, just looking at this game, you know, I mean, I think this game in the last couple of weeks, what you'd say is people are playing us a certain way. And they're playing us with seven people in the box against a spread formation. So that is single high. That's cover three and cover one. That's what we're getting. We're getting some off. We're getting some press. That's a run defense. So Cleveland played us in a run defense pretty much the whole game. We got to get them out of that run defense. I mean, that's our job. And to do that, we've got to be good and precise in the pass game. We got to open up that coverage a little bit and force them to back off. And we did that at times, and other times we didn't. We certainly didn't do it enough because they stayed in single high pretty much the whole game. When they got in too high, we hit them deep, and we hurt them, so they got right back in single high again. I thought the run game, if you watch it play for play, we made a lot of good runs against a lot of tough looks. You know, and I feel like our offensive line blocked a lot better than the result might, you know, have showed you in terms of number of yards. When you watch the tape, there's a lot of really good blocks going on there. There were a couple plays where we were just – at the point of attack, we had a look that we really didn't need to be running against. So that's part of the process as far as we develop this offense. We've got to get good enough, you know, to not try not to run into those. You're going to have a couple of them, and there's a couple of them that we blocked really well. So I think that's our challenge right now. You know, we all see it, and that's where we've got to get.
John, much has been made about the zone blocking, but that's something you guys have done, you know, a lot for a couple of years now. Do you think too much is being made of that? And, you know, how different is what you're doing this year from what you've done in years past?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know what's being made of it to sort of, you know, say too much or not. I don't know, you know, just haven't had time to really monitor all that. But we've been an inside and outside zone team, you know, since we got here. The first year when we had Willie Anderson, excuse me, we were more of a lead and a gap scheme team out of two back. That was the way we were set up with a rookie quarterback. We were a two wide receiver. Excuse me. We were a two wide receiver, two back, one tight end, two tight end type of a team. You know, that's not the type of a team we are now. We don't have that type of an offensive line, and we're not built that way at quarterback. So there's a different type of run scheme. There are some runs that you can run one back wise. There's a couple lead schemes you can run, but you got to get your tight end back in the backfield. He becomes a lead blocker, or you run the off tackle power play, which is a one-back power play, which we run. We also ran some gap schemes yesterday. We ran a counter. We ran two counters for 0 yards, basically. So when you run this offense, the zone plays are the base plays that you run. And most of the teams in the league are running – who run this – every team in the league that's running this offense is running those same plays. And we just got to get good enough to run them well. And we got the guys who can do it. When you look at our offensive line, we can be good at it. So, and we blocked a lot of things really well yesterday.
John, is it a concern Sam had another short punt, and there have been a few of those this season in addition to some of the protection breakdowns that he's had that weren't attributable to him, but just what is your thoughts on Sam and kind of what's happening with him this season?
Yeah, well, Sam, I think, would be the first to tell you that he's got to play more consistently in games with punts, especially in critical situations. You know, Sam has punted really well in practice. He's punted really well most of the time throughout the course of the season. But one or two not so good punts in a game, you know, those are the things that cause you problems. Can I get some water?
Yeah. Eddie just went to grab.
Excuse me. If I get some water, I'll be a lot better.